two nets.
Yeah, it's a, well, actually, it's that's what is called a pocket net or a trammel net.
Mm-hmm.
He has two. He has a net, really,
mm-hmm.
in the center, and trammels on both sides of it.
What is the trammels?
Trammel is what makes the pocket. This net is approximately, by itself, would fish in 8 or 9 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
But the trammels that holds it together makes it a pocket net.
Mm-hmm.
Will only fish in 6, so therefore you've got 2 feet mm-hmm. of net there that when that fish hits it, he makes a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He's just in a bag out there. He can't back up or he can't go ahead. That's mm-hmm. why it's called a pocket net.
It's loose enough so he can carry something.
That's right. That's what we call bunt.
What do you mean bunt?
Bunt is the net's deeper than your trammel. So when that fish hits it, he takes up the slack web
uh-huh.
and makes a pocket.
So that the trammel looks sort of like fence then.
Yeah, yeah. Big, square. Yeah, big squares. Mm.
Uh-huh. They just have it on one side or?
No, I have it on both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah.
How would you, if, okay, you're going to go out fishing, you, how do you throw out the net? How do you?
You run it off with a motor or either a long, a 14-foot poling oar. Now, at night, when you can't see too good what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you have a long stick with a blade on it, what we call a pole oar.
Mm-hmm.
And you pole that, you shove that skiff boat, approximately 17 to 18 foot skiff boat,
mm-hmm.
and you shove it by hand.
The water's shallow enough
oh, to yes. reach
the bottom.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure. You're hardly ever in over 6 or 7 feet of water where you're fishing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people now in the daytime, they use what is known as bird dogs. They run them off of the boat with a motor.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have the net out in a circle or a
mostly
straight line?
Mostly in a circle, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have closed those fish in.
Mm-hmm. Then you just wait a few minutes?
Will you beat in the water, raise hell,
just
stomp, and scare them?
Uh-huh.
Sit down and wait 15, 20 minutes, and what's going to hit is usually already hit that net. Then you take it up by hand.
What's, you mentioned another kind of net, the drag?
Dragnet.
That's different now from the...
Well, it's a pocket net, but it's hung different. And you drag that, you once you circle your fish in,
mm-hmm.
you get overboard and drag it up to where the circle is no bigger than that. They either hit, go under, or go over. Because you drug them all up in one little circle.
Uh-huh. How are you... You go over?
You get overboard.
What do you mean you get overboard?
You just jump over.
You jump in the water
sure.
and start...
You have to.
Then you start pulling,
to pulling that net
into a,
until you get it right up to where the circle is no bigger than that.
No bigger than...
Then
your arms.
That's
together.
Right.
Hmm. What about the this? Someone was telling me about some way of having nets. You could have very long nets and something about pole or with how. Do you ever use a very long nets?
The average, about as long a net as